Dear friends, we gather this day on the traditional and unceded territory of the Algonquin Nation. May we always dwell on this land with respect and peace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Heavenly Father, who chose the Virgin Mary, full of grace, to be the mother of our Lord and Savior, fill us with your grace, that we, in all things, may embrace your will, and with her, rejoice in your salvation. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. A reading from the book of Micah. You, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for the one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from the old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth, then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and return to the people of Israel and feed the flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Thanks be to God.
My soul proclaims the greatness of our Lord. Aussi, en entrant dans le monde, le cri dit, de sacrifices et d'offrandes, tu n'as pas voulu. Mais tu m'as façonné un corps. Holocauste et sacrifice pour le péché ne t'ont pas plu. Alors j'ai dit, mais voici, car c'est bien de moi qu'il est écrit dans le rouleau du livre. Je suis venu, ô Dieu, pour faire ta volonté. Il déclare tout d'abord, sacrifice, offrande, holocauste, sacrifice pour le péché. Tu n'en as pas voulu, ils ne t'ont pas plu. Il s'agit là, notons-le, des offrandes prescrites par la loi. Il dit alors, mais voici, je suis venu pour faire ta volonté. Il supprime ce qui est premier pour établir ce qui est en second. C'est dans cette volonté que nous avons été sanctifiés par l'offrande du corps de Jésus-Christ. Faites une fois pour toutes. Entendez ce que dit l'Esprit à l'Église.
Thanks be to God.
Jesus Christ, according to Luke. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and his descendants forever. The Gospel of Christ. May I speak to you in the name of the God of love. Amen. In a way, today's gospel is an opportunity for a bookend to last Sunday as I was reflecting on Jesus and John the Baptist and the distinct callings that they had and their relationship with each other. And now we have a reading where it is two women in their distinct callings and their deep friendship with each other. It's a funny thing for us that, you know, we don't really even think about it unless we step back and say, what is the overall effect of this book? The Bible, and particularly the New Testament. We did a read-through of Luke's Gospel. We started it about a month ago. We got halfway through. We're going to do the other half right before Lent. And what we came to appreciate as we read through Luke is that Luke has more stories of women than any of the other Gospels. But if you were to read cover to cover without thinking about that, and afterwards you said to yourself, how many stories were there really about women, and how many stories were there really about men? This is the story where it is two women protagonists. And it's significant for us because we don't see it until we really see it, that this is a special thing. So these two women see each other and they have this physical response. Elizabeth says her child leaps inside her. Mary says she is deeply moved. And it's a special friendship. But I've been thinking about what it is that they're on about. We don't get a lot in the Bible that is focused on women. And if we think about the movies that come out, there seem to be a lot of movies where it's the journey of the young man who goes out on a quest and comes back. And recently there have been more lead characters in movies. And so I find myself thinking about that as we come to this story. And I wonder, can men put themselves in the shoes of a women's story? Women do it all the time for stories that focus on men. Can we put ourselves in the shoes of a women's story? In a way, you know, we choose the preachers based on availability. And I, if I could do it differently, I would have asked Pat or Christina to reflect on this relationship between the two women. I would love to hear women preachers say, is there something distinctive about a woman's calling and how, as men, we can get in the skin of that and say, it's a calling for me too. Women have a distinctive way of seeing the world and engaging in change that is just as radical as it is when it's a young man going on a journey story. But these two women, is it their personalities, their distinct character, or can we speak of all women from them? In a way, it's about their distinct personalities. In this reading, and Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned home. And then after the shepherd story, it's, and Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. Mary's a thoughtful person. It's a domestic scene. And yet, what does this story have to do that calls all of us? I was thinking about how the babies leap in their wombs and something new is born out of your relationship with another person. So if you think of anyone you're in close friendship with, you change over the course of your friendship. There's something that is born in you from being in friendship, and there's something that's born in your friend. It's true of business partners, marriages, traveling companions, and disciples of the faith, that when we grow into deeper friendship with each other, we change in each other's presence. Something else is born in us. And so maybe this is the piece that is for each of us to think about. Who are the people in your life for whom the friendship is so deep that you've each changed through it? That something has been born in you and born in them out of your relationship. Mary and Elizabeth have that. And I've been thinking about, who are the women who have given me that in my life? I have a memory of my mother reading the children's Bible with pictures and what an impression it made on me. I have a memory of a grade 8 teacher who was so strict that everyone was afraid of her, but I learned a lot from her. I have a memory of a woman preacher whose sermons I was on the edge of my seat about. Something new is born in us when we deeply encounter another person. And that born language is maternal language. And we're no strangers to it. If you consider the hymn, the carol, O Little Town of Bethlehem, this verse, O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in and be born in us today. So we're all doing maternal language to say, this is how I face out into the world. Whether you're a woman or a man, it's the language is about you being called in your distinct way, you changing in the presence of people you love, and something new happening in each of us as this story unfolds. Amen.
Thank you. This morning, let us pray to God together, saying, "Hear us, God of love." We give thanks to you, God, that you are the God of love. More than that, that you are love. Thank you, Creator, that you created us out of your love and that you loved us first, with full knowledge of who we were and would be, the ways we would harm and disappoint, and the ways we would come back to you. You show us time and time again through Scripture that love is more than a warm feeling. Love is a commitment, a choice, and a relationship. Help us to reflect the love you have for us in the love we show to others. This we pray to you, Creator, saying, "Hear us, God of love." Lord Jesus, we pray for your church. In particular, today we lift up to you Anne, our acting primate, Christopher, the National Indigenous Anglican Archbishop, the staff of Indigenous Ministries, the Anglican Council of Indigenous Peoples, and Dawn, the Indigenous Justice Animator. We remember to you also our siblings in the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Canada, as well as the Moravian Church in Canada. We are many parts of one body, of your body. Help us to live and serve together in hope, peace, joy, and above all, in love. This we ask of you, Lord Jesus, saying,
"Hear us, God of love."
Father, we thank you also for those who serve in our local part of your church here in Ottawa and St. John's. We thank you for Shane, our bishop, for Gary, Alan, Christina, Pat, Kimberly, Tom, Carrie, Jesse, Monica, Barb, Jeff, Marianne, and all who minister at St. John's in roles seen and unseen. This is a community that loves each other and loves its wider neighbors, and we thank you for it. This we pray to you, Father, saying,
Hear us, God of love.
We thank you also, Lord, for those who lead in our secular community and ask your blessing upon them. For Justin, our Prime Minister, for Doug and Francois, our Premiers, for Mark and Maud, our Mayors, we ask that you would give them the wisdom to lead us and that that wisdom would always be underpinned by your compassion and love. This we ask in your name, Lord, praying,
"Hear us, God of love."
Holy Spirit, in looking out at the pain and suffering in the world, it is often hard to remember that your love will triumph, particularly when that suffering is of human making. We lift up to you all those who suffer as a result of war and violence around the world, thinking particularly of those in the Ukraine and in Palestine, Israel. Where anger, fear, hate, and lust for power bring pain and death, we ask that your love would overcome and change hearts, bringing justice and peace in its wake. This we beg of you, Holy Spirit, saying,
Hear us, God of love.
Lord Jesus, we lift up to you all those who suffer, whether from physical or mental illness, poverty, war, loneliness, grief, or a myriad of other causes, thinking particularly of those in our community here in Centertown and those of us served by Belong Ottawa. You know what it is to suffer. When you took on human flesh, you chose to enter into our suffering with us. Thank you that you are not a God who watches our pain detached and from afar, but one who entered into our human condition to suffer with us. And so it is to a God who understands that we can boldly ask for an end to all suffering, knowing that we pray to one who loves us and wants us to flourish. In this we pray to you, Jesus, saying,
"Hear us, God of love."
Father God, we lift up to you all those who are sick in body or in spirit, particularly those we mention now. Thank you, Father, that we can trust that you love our loved ones even more than we do, and that you also desire their healing. And so it is with faith in your love for them that we ask for an end to sickness and a restoration of health. This we ask of you, Father, praying,
Hear us, God of love.
Holy Spirit, we lift up to you all those we have recently lost, remembering particularly those we mention now. For all of us who are bereaved, help us to find comfort in the knowledge that while our loved ones are, for the moment, lost to us, they are not lost to you. This we pray to you, Spirit, saying,
Hear us, God of love.
Thank you, God, that you are a God of love, that you are love. Help us to remember as we go about our daily lives that we are infinitely loved by you, that because of this we are deserving of the love of others, and that we owe a debt of love to all our neighbors. May we see your love in the face of everyone we meet and reflect it back to them with joy. Thank you, God of love. Amen.
As our Savior taught us, let us pray.
Whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.
Que la paix de Dieu, qui surpasse toute intelligence, garde vos cœurs et vos esprits dans la connaissance et l'amour de Dieu et de son Fils Jésus-Christ. Et que la bénédiction de Dieu Tout-Puissant, Père, Fils et Esprit Saint, descende sur vous, demeure parmi vous, et avec toute personne que vous aimez, où qu'il soit aujourd'hui et à jamais. Amen.
Thank you. Jalavet Sirth Thalor.